The symbolism apparent there with the bearing of the football. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by the coach of the Raiders, Tony Sparano. So tell me where the idea came from to literally bury the football.
Honestly, this is an idea or a thought that, you know, I wish I could take credit for, but I can't. Hey, it's something that I've seen Rex Ryan do before, a couple different people, you know, do this before, and some people that I respect in the business that I've spoke to. But, you know, you're always looking for a way to kind of make your team understand that, you know, the past is the past and we need to get things behind us, and this was the appropriate time to do that.
And the players loved it. Everybody I talked to bought into it, so hopefully you can bury the 0-4 start.
Yeah.
A lot of changes around here with the practice schedule. You're going later on Wednesday, installation day, moving players' spots in the locker room around. Tony, tell me about the changes you've enacted here.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things, and unfortunately I've been in this situation before, okay, several times, and, you know, I think the change is good. I think that you can go in there and you can repeat the same thing over and over and over again to the players and, you know, and maybe – not have their attention. You know, I think that one of the things that I wanted to do immediately was say, okay, well, let's put a different spin on this and put my own stamp on it. We changed some people around in the locker room, got them different roommates, if you will, okay, in the locker room. Stimulate different conversations that way, you know, get a chance to know somebody a little bit better, maybe that you don't know as well, you know. And, you know, at the same time, from a practice standpoint, everything was about taking a look at how we can be faster, more efficient, but yet save the players a little bit for game day on Sunday, you know, and taper down. So the beginning of the week starts one way. Hey, we're giving them a little bit more time in the beginning of the week, okay, to off of the ball game here by bringing them in a little later on Wednesday. The practice is shaved just a little bit, but we're actually running more plays because we're moving faster, all right? And as the week goes down, it tapers right down. And by week's end, you know, I think the players will have a lot of gas in their tank.
You did a lot of research during the bye week,
right?
And you came back, and I love the stat about the last 5 years, the amount of games the Raiders were close in and losing by just one score, which could be one play either way. Special teams, offense, defense can turn it around. And you spoke about Oakland beating Oakland.
Right.
What did you focus in on, and why the Raiders have not won the last 5 years?
You know, honestly, when I went back, and again, I've only been here for a short period of time, but, you know, I just sensed this trend of really close football games. I know I've been in some of them against the Raiders, you know, and in one-score games. And I went back and I looked, and I wanted to be sure that what I told the players was factual, you know, in that situation, and that it, you know, and it was. And when you look back and you're talking about one-score games and how the game can flip like that, you know, just by a play. In fact, we talked about that today, you know, out there on the practice field, is just – one play, one more third down conversion, one more first down at times, two more minutes of time of possession in a ball game can be the deciding factor in a game. So, you know, that's something that we spent a lot of time looking at, okay, and talking about. But, you know, I think stressing it to the players and making them understand just how close you can be in some of these situations is important.
People outside of this building question, do the Raiders have the talent to win? Based on what you're telling me, yes, they do have the talent. It can be the small thing in a football game. So my question to you is, do you have the talent on these 53 guys on this roster to win football games?
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, again, I know that, you know, out there it'll be, well, that's what he's supposed to say. But that's not the way I'm built. You know, the way I'm built is to say the truth, and I believe that that's the case. You know, here, there's no question about that. You know, I've been in some situations like this before, you know, and, you know, where you're taking over, you know, in whatever, okay, taking over a 1-15 team, okay, or going into a 3-13 team, you know, when we went into Dallas with Bill Parcells, you know, that type of scenario. So I've been in some of those situations before, and this team's talent, okay, is different than even in those places. So I see the talent, I see the ability here, okay, and, you know, obviously, ball hasn't bounced our way, and we haven't helped it that way in the first four football games. So we won't make excuses there. We just got to worry about the next 12 games.
You got a long way to go.
Yeah.
12 football games to go, all six within the AFC West. And on Sunday, you get the team in first place.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think they're the best team, not just in this conference, Tony, but maybe in football. They beat the Seattle Seahawks. So tell me about the challenge up against the 4-1 Chargers on Sunday?
Well, it's a heck of a challenge, no question about it. I would argue with anybody right now that thinks that there's another team playing better in the league at this point in time than they are. And it starts with the quarterback. I mean, it starts with Phillip Rivers, obviously. He kind of drives that machine down there, and he is playing outstanding. I mean, his numbers are staggering right now. But he's got good weapons. He's got great people to go to, Keenan Allen, Malcolm Floyd, Antonio Gates. I mean, Royal, all these players that they have there from a skill position. So, and then defensively, they're flying around, with Freeney and Corey Legit and people that they have over there on that side of the ball. The two safeties are outstanding players, Weddle, Gilchrist. So, they're a well-built team, and they're playing with a lot of passion right now, a lot of enthusiasm, and they believe in what they're doing. And it's going to be a heck of a challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
Their defense looks fast. 31-0, they beat the Jets, their first shutout in 4 years on Sunday. But when you look at them, you look at the combination of Phillip Rivers to Antonio Gates. 65 touchdowns to the tight end. Teams try to double them. When they get in the red zone, you kind of know they're going to 85.
Right.
But how do you stop it?
Honestly, it's a heck of a challenge, because when you have one of those weapons, I liken it. I had a player like Jason Witten in Dallas, and I look at that kind of matchup problem. It becomes a matchup problem, and Antonio's been that way, since he's come into the league. I think one of the things that we got to do, obviously, we always have to know where he is, because they'll move him around and they'll put him in different spots there, particularly in the red zone. So that's something we have to pay a lot of attention to. And then, you can't give him the easy release. You can't do those type of things. We have to challenge the football out there when it's in the air with him, and you got to challenge him a little bit.
And you got to change the coverages, to be sure.
No question.
When you do play man, you do have an aging veteran on your roster.
Yeah.
Charles Woodson, that's pretty good checking tight ends.
Yeah, no question about that. So he's had that job description before. And I wouldn't be surprised if during the course of the ball game he has that job description again a couple times. So, but you're right. We do have to move some things around and change some things and give him different looks and really just, disrupt his release pattern and his rhythm. And if we can do that, maybe provide a little bit of pressure on the quarterback at times, I think we can help ourselves there.
I said to aging veteran. Charles is going to join us in the next segment. We have a little surprise for Charles. But yeah. You and Charles share the same birthday this past Tuesday.
Yeah, we did. So, as I said to Charles, I mean, I got a whole lot older than he did on October 7th. But, we do share the same birthday. So, but I like to drink from the same fountain he's drinking from. So.
Yeah, he's still playing strong today.
Sure is.
The Super
Absolutely.
Bowl champion. Tony, good luck on Sunday as your first game of the head coach of the
Thanks.
Rams.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
And we do have a surprise for old man Charles Woodson. That's coming up next when Charles joins us on the Silver and Black Show.